Hello.
Okay, sorry about that. The main problem with non-paid accounts is that you cannot sort or edit or filter a report, right? You know the difference between a sheet and a report, right?
No.
Okay, then it's not difficult, it's simple. It's like this. The way Smartsheets works is there are primary sheets, like we have with the member sheets, and the member sheet one, member sheet two, and caregiver sheet one, caregiver sheet two. Those are the actual storage of information. Then there are things, they're called reports, which are just sheets that look the same, but what they're doing is they're pulling specific information from the sheets and displaying them, and you can edit them and they'll edit the sheets, but really it's just kind of a window into the house as opposed to the sheet being the actual house.
Understood.
Okay, so the issue with paid versus unpaid accounts is when you're on a report, there's no way to filter, sort, or edit if you're unpaid. All you can do is view.
Yeah.
So that's fine for a coordinator who has assigned cases because we can just set it up to display all the cases assigned to them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're dealing with multiple, with looking for people all over the place,
it changes all the time. Yeah.
Manually.
Mm-hmm.
This cause, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, I'm done setting it up. If you go into just click on browse on Smartsheet,
yep,
on the left side.
Uh-huh. Family first.
And click on family first and scroll down to Sarah Rose. You see the... Before you even click on that, though, you see that some of the there's folder icons next to those?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a folder. And you see that a little bit farther down, there's one thing that looks like a piece of paper and the other
yes.
thing looks like a notebook.
That's a sheet.
One's a sheet, one's a report.
Okay.
Okay, so it's just a little side note. If you click on Sarah Rose now...
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why it's not there, because I just put it in there.
It's here. I have Sarah's caregiver master list all and Sarah's FFC member overview.
All right. It doesn't matter which one. Click on the caregiver master list all. Open
mm-hmm.
that up. I just copied reports that I use for myself, so it's going to be set up the way I have it currently, but you can do whatever.
Uh-huh.
I made you a separate report so that when I look for something, it doesn't change what you're looking for. You have your own report here.
Very cool.
It's your
private. All right.
Okay, so on the top, it says two sheets, 29 columns, and one filter?
Yeah.
Okay. Sheets is referring to where it's pulling the information from. In this case, it's pulling from both patient master lists.
Okay.
It can only display, I think, 2,500 lines, but it doesn't matter because when you're looking for something, you're never going to need more than 2,500 items. This is just a master search of sorts, you know?
Uh-huh.
The columns are what columns are displayed, and the 29 refers to the 29 current columns are displayed, but if you click on that, you can do whatever you want there.
Yeah.
You know, set this up however you want for your own purposes.
Very cool. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. And then the filter... Okay, filter is the most important. Right now I have a simple filter, which is primary. That's last name. So if you want to sort, if you want to filter with primary, it's great. What you're going to be using the caregiver for more often is you're going to want to filter it by employee status and select needs client.
Okay.
And then you could set it up however you want on the columns so that the zips display, for example. And it can at least, when we finish cleaning it up, there are a number of needs clients on there, but some of them are older, some of them are younger.
Right.
So you can set that up however you want. Sort is obvious how to use. I don't have to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
And the columns are, you know how to drag them back and forth. So that you just
mm-hmm.
do it.
I can set it up however.
Right, you can set it up however you want. You can't damage anything here, so go for it.
All right.
Last thing I wanted to tell you about, and the same logic applies to the client. You
mm-hmm.
can now set up any search you want via the filter,
mm-hmm.
right? It'll do a global search. And if you are having trouble finding something, you could call me and I'll take a look. But you won't have too much trouble with this.
Okay.
The other thing is, remember, you could also filter more than one thing. So by status, and you can filter it however you want. The other thing I wanted to say, there was something else I wanted to tell you, and it slipped my mind about this. Right. If you click on, right now it's displaying Joe Crystal.
Yeah, Crystal.
Right? So if you right click on where it's any cell, let's say where it says bad background, right click on that,
uh-huh.
and then click on view cell history. No matter what is done, it will display from the beginning
the previous ones,
It'll declare all of it from the beginning of when this cell was created in the actual sheet. So if for example, when it was switched to needs client, if you right click on the cell, it'll tell you when that was put in, mm-hmm. right? So you have a little more information that way as well. And who did what? It says everything, timestamped.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. Same thing for the client. Okay, the exact same things apply. And again, what you do to your report doesn't affect the main sheet at all.
Yeah.
The only things that it would affect is if you change the cell itself, then it will change it in the sheet.
Okay.
But within the report.
And if I add notes and stuff, will the notes go on the other sheet?
So anything that's in a cell on the sheet will display on the report. It's simply a window to look at a sheet a certain
way. I see. So like where it says conversations, it's going to, I put something in, it's going to, everything is going to be there. Okay.
Correct. It's still, everything is there. It's just displaying the row from XYZ sheet and what information you're deciding to allow yourself to see. But you have full control of this environment, and this will make searching caregivers and clients a great deal easier for you, at least within Smartsheets.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, what I can do, but I got you've got a paid account now. So, and you could also, with that, by the way, create your own reports and sheets, which if you need to do, I'll be very happy to show you how to do. It can, Smartsheets is not, I can't stand it for what we use it for, because what we use it for is there's too much information, there's too many cells.
It's too much, yeah.
Too much. It's not cleaned up properly. It's an Excel sheet for us, but it happens to be, it's a fun program to fool around with. There's a lot of automations and other stuff you can set up that with a paid account that you know, it could set you up reminders, it could set you up a lot of different things. And if you want to do anything specific, just let me know, because I've taken most of the training courses on it.
All right, cool. Can I ask you a question too? Is there any way we could do like a hiring thing, like a recruitment event or something at in the other counties? Like
I can arrange for Erin to set that up. Right, the biggest problem I've had in the past 3 years, if I had to pinpoint one, forget about all the minor complaints, is that they don't allow me to hire a full-time outside person. Mm-hmm. We have Erin, but Erin kind of has a hybrid job, and honestly, what he's doing currently, no one person can really do it effectively.
Yeah.
It's impossible. We're really supposed to have two or three people out. But we can definitely do a hiring thing. The question is where, because one of the biggest the biggest problem isn't really even the hiring. The biggest problem is anywhere outside of Philly, you need to both clear the fact that the aide's getting paid less because of the count, the non-Region 4 counties pay less, and that they need a car.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they have to be willing to work for like $14 an hour, and they need their own transportation, because you can't take a bus an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Pickwood, Schuylkill County. It can be an hour and a half on a bus, 2 hours, yeah. And they may not even have a bus like within a mile and a half of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just talking to Judah because we're working on roster building from the employee people that have applied through Bucks County and Montgomery County. But I tried to explain, like, those are bigger counties, you know, so.
Bucks, it depends where, right? If you're north, south, you're good. If you're higher north, you're screwed.
All right.
You can definitely set something up, but, you know.
Yeah.
I could have Erin do it, but all it does is just take away from his clients. Whatever.
It's all right.
Alrighty.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. And anything else I can think of, I'll try to help. And feel free to call me for anything.
All right. Thanks.
You got it.